The herding of the masses. I recently read that the most popular Christmas meal in Japan is Kentucky Fried Chicken. Mitsubishi gained the franchise rights of KFC for Japan, introducing it in the mid-1970s. They began a marketing campaign to have a Kentucky Christmas. It is now so widespread that complete Christmas meals are offered by KFC, including wine, that must be ordered a couple of months in advance. It's amazing how many things that we as a society do of our own free will that are actually mindless societal conditioning. What we eat, what we wear, what we do, how we think, how we live. Perhaps like never before, we are experiencing the great herding of the masses. Our modern culture is under the control of expansive marketing campaigns, political, commercial, and religious manipulation and domination. Nearly all of our calendars are filled with things about which even our more recent ancestors knew nothing. At least every once in a while, we should stop and venture to think for ourselves. Nonetheless, behind it all is the unrelenting purpose and plan of God. For now, he's developing a stark contrast to his future righteous rule of the universe, and be assured, it will not look anything like life as we know it. Most of us, so conditioned by the current world system, can't even begin to imagine what such a life will actually be like. All we currently know is passing shrines of democracy, capitalism, materialism, and Christianity. One day, this will all change. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 7:3, "Let those who mix in the world live as if they were not engaged in it, for the present phase of things is passing away."